Amazon 5-Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by a real serious improv podcaster. Tonight's review, Spatula for the Stars. When I'm dead and civilization eventually collapses, this spatula will remain. It will be the only rune uncovered by some unknown species of the future upon which they base their assumptions of our existence.
Eggs!
They will posit.
These extinct people like to eat their eggs! And this was their primary tool for cooking them. Let us teleport and put this device in the Milky Way exhibit.
5 stars, Zachary. Find your perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This is The Big Breakdown, a long look back at some of the biggest stories we're covering for you at the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
So the district attorney has finally talked in the Jesse Butler case. We've been following this. You've been following this. We've all been following this because it's a case of insanity, unlike anything I think a lot of us have seen or expected to see or thought could even take place. After weeks of silence, after national news coverage, after protests on the courthouse steps, after victims' families went to ABC Nightline to tell the world that the system failed their daughters, Laura Austin Thompson, Payne County District Attorney, released a statement. And here's the thing about that statement. It's not an explanation. It's not accountability. It's what we tend to call something that is known as damage control dressed up as legalese. It's a document designed to make a horrific outcome sound reasonable, to make institutional failure look like careful procedural judgment. And I'm going to walk through it piece by piece because the people of Oklahoma, and frankly, anyone paying attention to how the justice system handles sexual violence, deserves to understand what's actually being said here and what's being left out. Why? Your guess is as good as mine. Why anyone's wanting to stand up for their horrible choice? I don't know. But yeah. Let's start with the framing. The very first line of substance in her statement describes this case as conducted by a 16-year-old male. Directed at similarly aged young women. Conduct. That's the word she chose. Conduct. Like she was passing notes in class. It's conduct. You know, like rape is conduct. I'm sorry, I performed conduct on you. I was violating and ruining your psyche for the rest of your life. Conduct. Nice. Nice word. That's the word she chose, conduct. Like he was passing notes in class. Like he got conduct or got caught smoking behind the gym. Jesse Butler was charged with 11 felonies. Attempted rape in the first degree. Rape by instrumentation. Domestic assault and battery by strangulation. Multiple counts, two separate victims, and the district attorney's office opens its public defense by calling it conduct. How about your conduct there, not actually reading what actually happened and just saying the words conduct out loud? How about that bullshit right there, huh? Here's what that conduct actually looked like. According to the court documents and police affidavits that are now part of the public record, one victim told investigators that Butler strangled her unconscious. That's part of the conduct. A doctor who examined her said she was 30 seconds from death. That's part of the conduct. 30 seconds. It's not a figure of speech. It's not a medical assessment. Another victim reported that Butler told her he wanted to strangle her so he could film it on his phone. That's part of the conduct. And then he did exactly that. He set up his phone. He got on top of her, choked her until she passed out, and he recorded it so he could watch it later. That's part of the conduct, you stupid bitch. Police found that video when they searched his phone. It showed exactly what she described. That's part of the conduct. That's not conduct by a 16-year-old. That's predatory violence with a trophy collection. But sure, let's keep calling it conduct. The statement goes on to explain that most crimes committed by persons under 18 must be filed in juvenile court. And that's true. That's the law. But here's what the DA conveniently glosses over. This case wasn't filed in juvenile court. It was filed in adult court. Her office made that choice. Her office, the one that wants to say conduct. Yeah, that's your choice. They looked at 11 felony charges against two victims. They saw two strangulations. They saw the pattern, and they decided it was serious enough to charge Jesse Butler as an adult initially. That was the right call. And then they gave it away. Because after filing in adult court, after telling the families they were going to pursue this aggressively, the DA's office consented to youthful offender status. They let Butler's defense petition for reclassification, and they didn't fight it. Special Judge Susan Worthington granted the request in July because she's a fucking idiot. And suddenly a case that started with a possibility of 78 years in prison became community service and counseling until his 19th birthday. And here's where the statement gets really insulting. Thomas says her office explained to victims and their families that a youthful offender status was the most likely outcome. She frames this like she was managing expectations. Like she was being honest with these families about the realities of the system. But that's not what the families say happened. That's not what the victims' attorneys say happened. Rachel Bousset, who represents one of the victims and her family, has been crystal clear. The clients are not happy with the plea deal. It was not discussed with them. They did not approve of it, and it should not have been handled the way it was handled. One of the mothers, Yvonne Sweeney, said that she was sobbing and begging the prosecutors not to pursue the youthful offender deal. Both families were, in Sweeney's words, vehemently opposed from the beginning. But you go ahead, you hide behind that, you say that. It makes it seem so much more, you know, believable. So when the DA says the families were consulted, what she means is they were informed, they were told, and when they objected, when they pled, when they cried, it didn't matter. The deal happened anyway. And the victim learned the final terms of that deal shortly before they walked into the courtroom. That's not consultation. That's notification. There's a difference. And in Oklahoma, there's supposed to be a law about that difference. It's called Marcy's Law. It's a constitutional amendment that guarantees crime victims the right to be heard, the right to be informed, the right to participate meaningfully in the process. Bousset has filed a motion arguing those rights were violated. She's asking the court to set aside the plea and hold a corrective hearing. But according to Laura Austin Thomas, everything was done by the book. Of course it was, because no one could possibly be wrong in this. Nobody could have done this incorrectly. Let's talk about the part of the statement that made me actually stop and reread it, because I wasn't sure I was seeing this correctly. Thomas writes, years of experience tell us that juries often struggle with convicting defendants based upon delayed reports of sexual assault between people in ongoing consensual dating relationships. Let that sink in for a second. The district attorney, in her official public statement defending the outcome of a case involving repeated rape and near fatal strangulation, chose to use the phrase consensual dating relationships. Again, I'd like to say, let's put you in a consensual dating relationship with Jesse Butler for a couple days. Let's see how that works out. Let's see how consensual you think it is. Seriously, let's try it out. Give him carte blanche. Do whatever the fuck he wants. How consensual will it be? These weren't consensual relationships. They were relationships defined by coercion, threats, and violence. According to the affidavits, one victim told police she complied out of fear of what Butler would do to her if she did not. The other said Butler threatened to kill her and her family if she ever disclosed what happened. That's not consent, that's survival. But according to Oklahoma, that's just the words of a lovely baseball player who's got the future ahead of him. We cannot get in front of that. He's got so much potential to lead the world in so many wonderful ways. We can't stop this wonderful Christian man. Fuck that. Here's what Thompson is really saying. Even if she won't say it plainly, she didn't think she could win. She looked at video evidence of strangulation, at mechanical records of documented, or medical records of documented injuries so severe they required surgery, at two separate victims with matching accounts of the same escalating pattern of violence, and she declared a jury might not buy it. Really? They might not buy it? Or are you protecting someone? Huh? Because they dated him, so they're not going to believe it. But they didn't report immediately, because that's how juries sometimes think about these cases. That's their reasoning, because juries are going to think about it differently. So let me step in ahead of everything, and let me take care of everything for you, because I'm the wise one here in the case. Yeah, aren't you? And you know what? Sometimes she might be right. Juries do sometimes struggle with these cases. That's the real problem. But the solution to their problem is not to surrender before the fight starts. The solution is not to look at overwhelming evidence and decide it's not worth pursuing because conviction isn't guaranteed. If that's the standard, if prosecutors only take cases they're certain they can win, then the system has already failed before the first witness is even freaking called. Thomas also frames the plea deal as a favor to the victims. She writes that the ultimate resolution of the case was reached without either victim having to testify or face cross-examination in a contested proceeding. She's positioning this like protection, like mercy. Like she was sparing these young women from additional trauma, even though they all spoke up and said, yeah, we want to fucking crucify this asshole, basically. Let me stop you from doing that. I have a better idea over here. Really? Again, let's lock you in a room with Jesse for a little while, see what happens. But again, that's not what the victims wanted. According to Bossette, these young women feel silenced because they wanted to testify. They wanted to talk about what their experience was and what they went through. They believed Butler was going to prison. They showed up ready to face him in court, and instead they watched him plead to no contest to everything without ever having to admit what he did and walk out with a punishment that ABC Nightline's Juju Chang described as slightly more than grounding. Because it was. The victims don't get to ask more questions. The victims didn't ask to be protected from testimony. They wanted their day. They wanted to be heard. And the system that was supposed to fight for them decided, well, you know what? We're going to decide this is not worth your trouble. We're just going to tell you. We're going to tell you, you the victim. We know better. We know better. It's shocking this is all done by females as well, by the way. That is not lost on me. This is shocking. Let's talk about consequences, because the DA statement makes a big deal about the consequences Butler supposedly faces. Should he fail, Thomas writes, he faces reclassification as an adult and a sentence of 10 years in prison. 10 years, that's a hammer hanging over his head. Not 78 years, which was the original potential sentence, 10. And that only happens if he screws up badly enough to trigger revocation. If he stays off social media, checks in with his supervision officer, does his 150 hours of community service, shows up for counseling until he turns 19, which is in August, his record gets expunged, gone, like it never happened. No conviction, no sex offender registration, nothing to warn the next girl he dates, except for all these videos that will live in infamy and will continue to update you for the rest of his God-given life. We'll find him. We'll talk about him. We'll make it a yearly, quarterly video. What's going on with Jesse Butler today? Or whatever the fuck his name ends up being. Jesse, again, just know, you will never be forgotten. We will find you. We will talk about you. We will expose you. We will make your life a living hell for any moment you continue to breathe the air on this planet with the rest of us. Enjoy. And by the way, he's already missed mandatory check-ins. Court documents show he failed to call in on required dates, citing forgetfulness and an eye issue. The court found him in compliance anyway, because you know what? You're a silly local rapist. Sometimes those things happen. You just got to kind of give him some leeway, right? I guess it's how it works in still fucking water, Oklahoma. So much for consequences. There's one more thing the DA statement doesn't address, and it's the thing everyone in Stillwater is talking about, but no one in an official capacity seems willing to acknowledge: the connections. Jesse Butler's father is the former director of football operations at Oklahoma State University, OSU in Stillwater. It's the heartbeat of the fucking town. And Special Judge Susan Worthington, the judge who granted youthful offender status after she ate everything at the Old Country Buffet, she has long-standing ties to OSU, where she earned 2 bachelor's degrees. Laura Austin Thomas herself is an OSU alumni. Her LinkedIn bio talks about her belief in an aggressive juvenile division as a first line of influence in defense of the lives of children in crisis. But we all know it's complete fucking bullshit by the way she's handled this. I'm not saying anyone did anything corrupt. Actually, I kind of am. I'm not alleging backroom deals or explicit favoritism. I kind of am. But I am saying that when a case this severe ends this softly and everyone involved has connections to the same institution and that institution happens to be connected to the defendant's family, people are going to ask questions. And the DA statement doesn't even try to answer them. It doesn't acknowledge the perception. It doesn't address the optics. It just pretends the elephant isn't in the room. That silence speaks louder than anything in the statement. And here's what we're left with. Jesse Butler assaulted 2 teenage girls in back-to-back relationships using the same methods, coercion, threats, violence, strangulation. This wasn't a single incident. This was a pattern. It was an escalation. And the criminal justice system of Payne County, Oklahoma, looked at that pattern and decided that the appropriate response was counseling and community service. The victim's family have said publicly that they're afraid another woman will be hurt. And yes, she very, 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 very likely will. Yvonne Sweeney said it feels inevitable. Yes, unless she watches these videos and sees this, goes on a first date with this jackass and goes, "You look familiar. What is this all about?" Oh, fuck. You're welcome. State Representative J.J. Humphrey has called for a grand jury review. Protesters have filled the courthouse steps with signs that read "No jail, no justice." And the district attorney released a statement explaining why actually everything was handled appropriately. Look, I understand the law is complicated. I understand youthful offender statuses exist for a reason. I understand that prosecutors have to make hard calls about which cases to take to trial, to which ones to settle. There's a lot that goes on there. But this case has video evidence. It has medical documentation. It has 2 victims with consistent accounts of this same behavior. If this evidence was strong enough to fight for, or was not strong enough to fight for, what is? What does a case need to look like before the system decides these girls are worth the effort? Laura Austin Thomas made choices, her office made choices, and those choices sent a message, not just to Jesse Butler, but to every young woman in Oklahoma who might be thinking about coming forward with her story. The message is this: even if you have proof, even if there are multiple victims, even if he nearly killed you, it might not matter. It might still end with community service and a clean record. Because he was really good at hitting a ball. He's got that really good skill of taking the stick and hitting a ball. He's really special. And his dad does that too. His dad coaches people how to throw balls really far. Aren't they amazing? Aren't they amazing people? That's a system. Laura Austin Thomas is defending. And somewhere in Stillwater, 2 young women are living with the scars, physical and otherwise, of what Jesse Butler did to them. They came forward. They told their stories. They trusted the system to do its job, and it didn't do it. The system had other plans to enable that fucker to continue to live his life. So every time they go to the store, anywhere they go, they don't know if Jesse might be right there. "Hey, Jesse, how are you?" Lovely, lovely little Christian town of Stillwater, Oklahoma, isn't it? Seems just exactly like what you'd think. your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube. Greatly appreciate them. We do read all of them, and I try to comment back as much as I possibly can. Hitting Killers with Tony Bruschi is the name of our channel, if you choose to participate there. And give us subscribe, if you would, too. I really appreciate that. And Apple Podcasts, please, if you wouldn't mind, give us a review there. We greatly, greatly appreciate that. Hit subscribe wherever you are watching this. I'm going to go bathe in Purell. Until next time, my name is Tony Bruschi. We will talk again.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast. This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Here's the part nobody wants to say out loud. Jesse Butler might actually get away with this. And as it appears right now, you know, he's got his slap on the wrist. He's got to be good until he's 19. But could there possibly be avenues that could still lock his ass away? Possibly. Let's talk about this for a moment. How might he be getting away with this? Well, it's not because the law doesn't exist to stop him. It's not because the evidence isn't there, but because the window is closing. And right now, the only thing standing between an 18-year-old who pled no contest to 10 rape-related charges and a completely sealed record is a motion filed by a victim's attorney. And about 8 months on a calendar. So let me explain where this case actually stands, because the new reporting reveals something important. There are paths, legal mechanisms that could still put Jesse Butler in prison, but none of them are guaranteed. And most of them require the system to do something it has spectacularly failed to do so far: function. So here's the landscape. And as we go through this, please press subscribe so you don't miss any of our coverage of this, wherever you may be listening to us or watching it, whether it be YouTube, whether it be on Apple Podcasts. Thank you in advance for that. And leave us your thoughts in the comments section on YouTube, please. So the biggest development is the motion filed by attorney Rachel Bussette, who represents one of Butler's victims. She's arguing that the client's constitutional rights under Marcy's Law were violated when this plea deal was struck. And when you hear the details, it's hard to argue otherwise. According to Bussette, the family learned the final terms of the plea. No contest, no incarceration. In a room, minutes before walking into court. Minutes! That's not consultation. That's ambush. Marcy's Law was passed in Oklahoma in 2018, specifically to give victims the right to be heard, to be consulted, to have meaningful participation in the process. What Bussette describes is not participation. It's notification after the fact, dressed up as inclusion. And according to Bussette, it gets worse. She alleges the DA told both families something remarkable, that including them in discussions about the case was, quote, sometimes the mistake. The DA's office has not directly addressed this specific allegation in their public statements, but if accurate, let that sit for a second. The person whose job is to represent the interests of the state and, by extension, the victims, apparently viewed victim involvement as an inconvenience, a complication, a mistake, allegedly. The motion seeks a corrective hearing, potentially resentencing, potentially throwing out the plea deal entirely. There's a preliminary hearing set for February 3rd of 2026. That's the first real test of whether Marcy's Law has any teeth in Oklahoma, or whether it's just a piece of paper that makes voters feel good. But here's where it gets legally interesting, and this part hasn't gotten nearly enough attention yet. Bussette raised a statutory argument in her interview that could blow this whole thing open. Oklahoma statute 10A-2-5-205. I know, I knew it by heart too. It lays out how youthful offender cases work. There are different subsections for different crimes. Subsection A and B deal with murder. They have specific provisions for how a case can move between adult and youthful offender status. Subsection D deals with this, SA. And according to Bussette, when you actually read the statute, SA doesn't have the same pathway. Her argument is that when the DA filed these charges as adult charges, the law may not actually allow for reverse certification back to youthful offender status. If that interpretation holds, and it's untested in Oklahoma, the entire youthful offender designation could be legally invalid, not just improper, invalid. That would mean the original adult charges would stand. And we'd be looking at a very different sentencing conversation. Now, I'm not a lawyer, and neither are most of you, but Bissette is. And she's putting this argument in front of a judge. We will see what happens. The second path is simpler, but requires Jesse Butler to do what the statistics suggest he'll eventually do anyway. Screw up! His current probation terms include 150 hours of community service, daily check-ins, weekly counseling, no social media, and a curfew. He has to comply until his 19th birthday in August of 2026. If he violates those terms, he can be reclassified as an adult and face up to 10 years in prison. And here's the thing. He's already slipping. Court documents show he missed two mandatory check-ins. His excuse? He's forgetful. An eye issue. The judge noted it but didn't act. So far, Butler's been found in compliance despite the missed check-ins, which tells you something about how seriously this court is taking supervision. 10 years isn't 78. It's not the original exposure. But it's prison. It's consequence. And right now, it's the most direct path to Butler actually is facing with real accountability for what he was convicted of. The third path is the longest shot, but potentially the most significant, a federal grand jury. State Representative J.J. Humphrey, a Republican from Lane who spent 20 years working for the Oklahoma Department of Corrections, has been pushing hard for federal involvement. He wants an investigation into potential corruption in Payne County, witness tampering, obstruction, the kind of systematic issues that might explain how a case this documented, this violent, this clear, ended up with probation and community service. Humphrey said something that stuck with me. He's been around the criminal justice system for decades, and he said he'd never seen a case where the victims had to hire their own attorneys just to get charges filed. That's not normal. That's not how it's supposed to work. And when the system deviates that far from normal, you start asking why. The connections are impossible to ignore. Judge Susan Worthington, the special judge who granted youthful offender status, has two bachelor's degrees from Oklahoma State University. Butler's father held a leadership role in OSU's football program. Nobody produced evidence of improper contact or communication, but the optics are devastating. And in a town like Stillwater, where OSU is the sun everything orbits around, those connections raise questions even when they're not spoken out loud. A federal grand jury could examine whether any of this rises to the level of criminal conduct. It's unlikely. These investigations are very rare and require DOJ involvement, but it's not impossible. And if it happened, it wouldn't just affect Butler, it would affect everyone who touched this case. The fourth path is the one advocates are actively working towards, new victims coming forward. Any new allegations mean new charges. And he already has a track record. So, I understand there's probably a lot of fear of, gee, if I come forward, am I going to be treated the same way? Probably not. I'm going to say the odds are probably actually in your favor. And that's one of the few cases where you can walk into this going, oh, they really don't want another black eye. And you're coming at them like a missile. So if you actually had something happen to you involving Jesse Butler here, come forward. For yourself and for everyone else, you will be a hero. If there's any new charges, if anyone else comes forward with allegations, it means new charges, a fresh case, clean slate legally, no plea deal, no youthful offender status, no sealed records. If there are other women out there and the pattern of behavior documented in this case suggests there might be, Their testimony could restart everything. Humphrey and others have publicly encouraged anyone with information to come forward. They've promised autonomy or anonymity and protection. Because here's the statistical reality that makes this more than speculation. Research shows that people who strangle their partners, they don't stop. They escalate. The data on this is unambiguous, and it's terrifying. According to the Training Institute on Strangulation Prevention, a woman who has been strangled by an intimate partner is 750 times or 750% more likely to be killed by that same person. Not assaulted again, killed. Usually with a gun. Studies show that 43% of women murdered by intimate partners have been strangled by that partner before the murder. Another study found that stranglers are significantly more likely to kill not just their partners, but also children and police officers. Because they don't know any limits. Now, I'm not saying Jesse's going to do that. But I'm sure anybody who saw him on the Little League team also said, Jesse's not going to do that. Or her. Or that to her. Not little Jesse. Casey Gwynn, who runs the Alliance for Hope International, put it this way. When a man puts his hands around a woman's neck, he has just raised his hand and said, I'm a killer. Jesse Butler didn't strangle one victim once in the moment of rage. According to court documents and police affidavits, he did it repeatedly, deliberately, to multiple girls, and filmed it. One victim told police he said he wanted to strangle her so he could film it on his phone and watch it again. And according to those same affidavits, he did exactly that. He set up his phone, choked her until she lost consciousness, and recorded it so he could watch it later. And police saw it, and the judge saw it, and the DA saw it. And they all said, hey, go pick up some trash on the side of the highway. Oh, wait. And even the trash pickup people said, that piece of shit ain't coming over here. We're not putting that piece of trash on our crew to pick up trash. He's too trashy for that. Literally, that's what happened. The trash cleanup crew that he applied to be for community service said no. No. Even the trash doesn't want him. A doctor who reviewed the case said 30 seconds more on Jesse's little strangulation filmmaking project. His victim would have been dead. That's not a mistake. That's not a teenager who got carried away. Based on documented patterns, multiple victims, repeated incidents, filming the assaults, escalating violence, this fits the profile. That research associates with future lethality. And he's starting young. So you know he's going to be just a gentleman as he gets older. And the system's response is 150 hours of community service. No social media until his birthday. The fifth path isn't about prison. It's about accountability through civil litigation. The victims can sue. They can pursue damages in civil court regardless of what happens criminally. And here's the tell that Butler's team knew this was coming. He pled no contest. Not guilty. No contest. There's a reason for that. That's a plea specifically designed to accept punishment without admitting guilt. Because an admission of guilt can be used against you in a civil lawsuit, even though he's on film doing this. The kid's legal strategy was built with future lawsuits in mind before the criminal case was even resolved. They were planning for this. They knew the victims would come after him civilly, and they structured the plea to make that harder. It won't put him in prison, but it's accountability. And given that his court-ordered restitution so far has been $3,392 for two victims, 11 charges, and what should have been 78 years of exposure, accountability through the civil system might be the only kind these families actually see. Let me tell you what the DA's office has said in defense of all this, because they have responded and it's only fair to present their position. District Attorney Laura Austin Thomas released a statement claiming that only two of the 11 charges could have been filed in adult court. She cited evidentiary issues. She mentioned that the alleged crimes involve 16-year-olds in consecutive dating relationships and that the allegations surfaced after the relationships ended. Context, she says, impacts the evidence available for prosecution. Her office maintains that victims had the opportunity to share impact statements during the plea process and that decisions were made based on the law and the available evidence. She also suggests that consent was a complicating factor in the evidence. But here's where Bissette pushes back hard. And she points out, consent is generally not a defense to strangulation under the law. You typically cannot legally consent to being choked unconscious. If that argument holds, it doesn't matter what context the defense tries to, what sort of content or context the defense tries to construct here. Bissette's response to the DA's defense was pointed. If she filed these charges as an adult, as adult charges, she believes she could get a conviction as an adult. So why back off? Why not take it to trial? Why not let a judge make the ruling after evidence was presented? Huh? Either the DA overcharged, knowing she would negotiate it down, which raises serious questions about how charging decisions are used as leverage, or she had a winnable case and chose not to fight it. But why? Bissette clearly believes the latter. The DA maintains her office made the right call. The families are caught in between, and they're not buying the explanation, believe it or not. So where does this actually go? Well, all eyes are now to February 3rd of 2026. That's the next hearing. That's when Bissette's motion gets its day in court. If the judge finds merit in the Marcy's Law argument or the statutory argument about reverse certification, we could see this case reopened in ways nobody expected. Jesse's going to have to put on those shitty 1985 sunglasses again, because it's going to be so bright. It's got to wear shades. Between now and August 26, every day is a potential probation violation. Butler has already shown he's not taking the check-in seriously. If he slips again and slips badly enough that the court can't ignore it, he could be reclassified and sentenced as an adult. If new victims come forward, everything changes. So, Jesse, you better hope and pray that you didn't do this to anybody else. Because if you did, well, things aren't going to work out well. If the federal investigation gains traction, the entire Payne County apparatus could be under scrutiny. And if none of this happens, if Butler keeps his head down, checks in on time, does the community service, and makes it to his 19th birthday without incident, his record gets sealed. The charges disappear. He doesn't register as a sex offender. He walks into adulthood with a clean slate and no public record of what he did to those girls. But it is kind of interesting what is classified as a public record these days, isn't it? I always kind of go back to that, because anyone who's lived for a minute, when you think of public record, you think of legal record. You think of it being out there as a legal document. We live in a world where the public record quite oftentimes has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with this. It has everything to do with everyone talking about you and exposing you for the piece of shit that you are. And that shit don't go away. This video, the hundreds, the thousands of them that are out there now, screaming your name, people publicly talking about this and the horrific things that you did, Jesse, those will never go away. Interest will continue. Your name will be said. Your image will be shown. And this will haunt you for every breath you take for the rest of you, your life. Every move you make, every single day, it will be haunting you. Yes, it did kind of sound like the Police song a little bit, didn't it? You almost need the white suit to come dancing out of the on the stage with. So that's the bet the system's making right now, that he'll behave for 8 months, that the girls he assaulted will fade into the background, that the protests will die down, the media will move on, and Jesse Butler will become someone else's problem, if he becomes a problem at all. The research on stranglers says the risk doesn't go away. The statistics say victims of intimate partner strangulation face dramatically elevated danger. The documented pattern in this case, multiple victims, escalation, filming fits the profile that experts associate with future violence. But the court looked at all of that and decided that 150 hours of community service was the appropriate response there in Oklahoma. Rachel Brissett said something in her interview that I keep coming back to. Individuals who strangle are more likely to murder and more likely to reoffend. This puts an individual on the street without real punishment, who is likely to offend again and severely harm, if not kill, somebody. That's not speculation. That's what the data shows. And right now, the system is betting it won't be their daughter. Your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube. Would love to hear them. Would love to read them. Please leave them. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, leave us a review. We do greatly appreciate that. A few minutes, a few seconds, really, just a few kind words would be so much appreciated if you agree with what we're talking about here today. That helps us grow in the rankings, lets other folks find us and become part of our community, just like you. So please do that. We do greatly appreciate it. Until next time, my name is Tony Bruschi, and we will talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now, and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect to your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? they're also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.